with the Environment in Focus. I'm Tom Pelton. Deborah Kitterman dug up the lawn of her home on Hawthorne Road in Baltimore and instead replaced the turf grass with a lush jungle of ferns, dogwoods, a pond floating with lilies and frogs, and several milkweed plants to feed monarch butterflies.
Butterflies need milkweed, especially monarchs, to lay their eggs, and they're very, very dependent on milkweed. All the types are really important, and I encourage people to plant as many as you can. Especially if you have a full sun yard, you can really do a lot.
Like many other gardeners across the country, Kitterman has been trying to fight back against a sharp decline in butterflies, bees, and other insects. Scientists say this decline has been caused in part by widespread spraying of agricultural pesticides and herbicides, including Roundup or glyphosate, which kills the milkweed that many farmers regard as a nuisance.
They're disappearing like everything else. All the pollinators, the monarchs, all kinds of insects, all kinds of beneficial insects are disappearing. You don't see many lightning bugs anymore. You don't see many butterflies of any type anymore. I'm 62, and I've seen a huge change in what you see in nature from when I was a little girl.
Surprisingly, 2 years ago, after a decade of more than 90% decline, populations of this iconic orange and black butterfly spiked upwards. Biologists photographing the wintertime colony of migratory monarchs in the forested mountains of central Mexico estimated their numbers multiplied from 25 million in 2014 to 6 times that number 2 years later, according to the Center for Biological Diversity. Tierra Curry, a senior scientist at the center, said milkweed plantings by pollinator crusaders like Kitterman may have helped a bit.
We had a really, really good weather year. So much of what happens with the monarch population now, because it's so decreased and so fragile, is dependent on weather. So some milkweed went in the ground. We had a really good weather year. The population rebounded in 2016 to about 150 million monarchs.
Then, in March of last year, a freakish ice storm in central Mexico killed off about a third of the monarchs all at once, leading to a drop in the population to about 109 million this year. Curry suggested that climate change could lead to more crazy weather events like this, which are more threatening to a monarch population diminished by herbicides.
The situation with monarchs and climate change is it's actually terrifying, because the monarch population is too low right now to be resilient to terrible weather effects.
Professor Lincoln Brower, a monarch expert at Sweetbriar College in Virginia, said the real answer to saving the monarchs must be government restrictions on the mass spraying of glyphosate or Roundup. The decline of monarchs and milkweed over the last 20 years coincides precisely with the near-universal use of this weed killer in corn and soybean fields and genetically modified Roundup-ready crops engineered to be resistant to the herbicide. Roundup kills all plants in farm fields that are not engineered crop products patented by Monsanto. Here's Brower.
I think it's a catastrophic technology that this industry has developed, and I think it's going to result in the loss of huge numbers of insects in general, if it hasn't already.
Fewer insects means less pollination of fruit and vegetable crops that we all eat, less food for birds and other animals, and a more monocultural world. That's why Deborah Kitterman and others are planting the seeds of resistance in their own backyards. With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, sponsored by the Able Foundation. This program is independently owned, and the views expressed are solely my own.